Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of Simen Shin Tes Zayin Siv Ches. So tonight, we're just going to quickly finish up Siv Ches. So Siv Ches, if you recall, was about the Shmona Shratzim. We said that there are Shmona Shratzim that are the ones that are mentioned in the Torah, that if you, there are two things about them. Number one, you're chayev for trapping them, because the presumption is that you're trapping them because you want to keep them. And the second thing about them is that if you create a chavala on them, you do a chavala on them, you're going to be chayev for that as well, because they have an or, they have a an external skin. So now the Shulchan Aruch says on the top of Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Ushar Shratzim, all the other Shratzim, Eino Chayiv HaChovel Bem, Elim Ken Yatzameim Dam. If you wound them, you're not going to be Chayiv unless you actually drew blood, meaning bruising is not enough to be Chayiv for the other Shratzim. Vatzadon Litzorech Chayiv Shlo Litzorech Hostam Patra V'laser Ula Rambam Chayiv. And if you trap them, so if you trap them litzorech because you need them, then you're going to be chayiv. It's a melacha tzricha legufa. But if you trap them shalol litzorech or stam, the assumption is that it's shalol litzorech because these are not the types of shratzim that people have any usage for. So therefore, that's going to become a melach shen tzricha legufa. And a melach shen tzricha legufa is pater avalaser. But the Rambam holds a melach shen tzricha legufa is chayiv. So la Rambam chayiv. According to the Rambam, even if it's a melach shen tzricha legufa, you're going to be chayiv. So says mishbru sif katan lamid beis. Eino chayiv hatam dekaimlan chabura chazeres lo shma chabura. The reason these shratzim you're not chayiv for bruising them is because any bruise that's going to immediately go back to how it was and it's not going to be lasting is not called a wound. Valkein shar shratzim shorin rach mamish kabasar. So all these other shratzim that have this skin that's so soft that it's like flesh itself, they don't really have an external skin. B'mehera nitzra bo adam v'yoshav acharkach lekadmuso. Whatever dam gathers when you bruise it is immediately just going to go right back into the regular flesh and the bloodstream and everything else. It's not going to stay that way, and therefore that's not called netilas neshama hadamu nefesh. That's not called netilas neshama l'fichenu chayv v'ashiyetzidam. And therefore, you're only going to be chayv if you actually draw blood out, because that blood's not going back in. Mashein kein shmona shratzim she'ein oron rach, as opposed to the eight shratzim that do not have such a soft skin. Ein nitzra bo hadam ad shenasav chabura gemura she'ein chazeres lekadmuso. So the dam will only gather in one spot if you created a big enough wound that that's not going to correct itself and go back to how it was. And therefore, it's considered a partial netilas neshama when you bruise it in that on that spot, because that's considered a more permanent removal of dam from the location where it had started. Then we said shalol litzorech, but if you trap it, so if you trap litzorech, you're going to be chayiv. But shalol litzorech kigon, what would an example be of shalol litzorech? What are you trapping it for if you don't need it? L'sachek v'chei agavni, you just want to play with it or something like that. U'pater mishum dav l'melach shein tzarech l'gufa. So fascinating. He says that you trap an animal because you want to play with it. That's called lo litzorech, that you don't need the animal. I would have thought that that's called that you do need the animal. You want to use it to play with it. So in the Dirshu, in note 60, he says that Chazon Ish writes, shemedubar kan badam shoyev lotzot balichayim u'shachram loshav litzodam, that a person is just trapping for sport. So he likes to trap animals and immediately release them. He has no use for them. That's the playing that he's doing, is not then keeping it as a pet and playing with it. His play is to do the trapping and then to let it go right away. But if you're trapping them so that you can play with them after you trap them, then ataka is a melacha tzricha legufa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Hatzad Dagim in Anar, if someone traps fish from the river, Afilin the son of Tekev Betoch Sefer Shalmayim Shalom Yamas, even if you immediately put it in a bucket of water so that it should not die, Chayiv Mishum Tzida, you're Chayiv for trapping, Viminicho Ad Shemes, and if you leave it aside until it dies, Chayiv Gam Mishum Tzil Neshama, then in addition to Tzida, you're also Chayiv for Tzil Neshama. V'lav Dafka Mes, doesn't even have to be that it dies. El Afilu Minicho Ad Shiyavish Karoch of Sela Ben Snapirav, V'aday Nim Mefarchis V'chzir Betoch Hamayim, even if you leave it out of the water long enough that a cella size of its scales become dry and it's still jumping around, and then you throw it back into the water, you're also chayv until the shama because it will not survive that. Once it's that amount of the skin has dried on the fish, even if you throw it back in, it's not going to live. And the Gemara explains that how moist it could still be and still be considered dried where you're going to be chayv. Vimkein, and therefore, Tzarech Lizar, Shalo Yitzav Le'in Yehudi, Little dog minachavish shalmaim ulanichu biyabasha. Therefore, you cannot ask a non-Jew to take a fish out of the barrel of water and leave it on dry land. Afal pi sheyari shemiyamus viyipastu hamayim. Even though you're afraid that it's going to die and the water is going to be ruined. Delomikalinun isur daraisa al yedei enu yudi b'makom hefsid. Because we do not allow asking an enu yudi to violate an isur daraisa just because you're going to lose the water. I mean, you're afraid you have this bucket of water. It's perfectly good water as long as the fish is swimming around in it, the water's still good. But if a fish dies in the water, that makes the water gross. So you don't, and you see the fish is holding, it's a little sick. So you tell the NUD, take the fish out of the water for me. So he takes the fish out of the water. He's doing a melacha d'oraisa for you. He's doing a tilas neshama for you just to save your water. But makom hefsid, we don't allow that. Unless you tell him a different body of water to put it into right away so that the fish won't die. The fact that he's moving an animal, that he's lifting a fish, that's tiltul muktza. Okay, that's okay. That you're allowed to ask an NUD to do tiltul muktza when it's b'makom hefsid, right? So you could ask an NUD to carry animals or something like that. Now it's interesting that we said that the animal to be mitzachik with it, we said earlier, is not considered a real tzorech, right? That's a question about whether pets are muktza also, right? We had that discussion once. Meaning, is the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says beferish pet, that animals are muktza, but they weren't thinking of pets; they were thinking about farm animals. What about pets? They're designated to play with. So, is that considered something that's designated as something that would not be muktza? So that's debatable. We had in the end of Siman Shin Ches about a ball, that the Shulchan Aruch said a ball is muktza because it has no use. The Mishnah Berurah explained, but you play with it. He said playing is not a thing. That's not a real use. That doesn't count as anything. So it seems to be like this consistent pattern that playing with something doesn't count as actually using it, as an actual usage of the item. Anyway, Ula Rambam Chayev. We said according to the Rambam, you're Chayev from Lach Shein Srich L'Gufa. Afilu Shlo L'Tzorach Kol Shein Eskavim L'Malacha. Even if you don't need it, as long as you have Kavanah for the Malacha, Disriel L'Malach Shein Tzorach The Rambam holds that you're chayiv from lachshin sricha legufa. V'rova poskim k'dei rishona to patur mechatos mishum to binim lachs machshavas vasa midrabanan. Most poskim pasken like the first daya that you're patur from karbon chatos because you need lachs machshavas and it's therefore aser midrabanan. It's not going to be chayiv mida oraisa. So to review what we learned today, we said all other shratzim aside from the shmona shratzim to do chavala on them does not create a moving of the dam in a permanent way and therefore it is not going to, you're not going to be chayiv for netilas neshama. Trapping it, you're only going to be chayiv if it's a melacha tzrich legufa, or if you hold like the Rambam. But when it's shalol letzorech, then it's going to be pater aval aser. So, okay, we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we'll pick up at Si'if Test. Tomorrow, it's going to be a different time. I'm going to be in Chicago tomorrow night, so stay tuned to the WhatsApp.